Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your host today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. Our topic today is soul evolutions. Remember, we are a spirit, we possess a soul, and we live in a physical body. And before I get into that, let's have a little bit of the cosmic weather. We've got a Scorpio moon conjuncting Jupiter, increasing our confidence. We have a Libra sun square Pluto, which means emotional melodrama. So we want to try to avoid that. It needs to be avoided if possible. Stress in relationships is complex right now with Mercury opposing Venus and Venus in a retrograde square with Mars. Four planets in Scorpio, even the little things could erupt into a major argument. So it's really not a good time for trying to figure things out or have heart-to-heart talks. Just leave it alone for now. Mercury in Scorpio, you could finally discover something you might have suspected. Mercury also has a difficult and confusing alignment with Neptune. Not good odds for figuring anything out right now. And our health tip for this month is we're entering the flu season. It's upon us, and 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C daily for maintenance, or that emergency, which is a powder that you mix in water. And we need to know that, you know, we Jeremy germs in town, so to speak, and ready to attack us, so we need to take precautions to protect ourselves in that respect. Okay, one other thing I would like to talk to you about is in helping yourself is save yourself from germ-infected carts in grocery stores and shopping malls. We wouldn't put food on a toilet seat. When you place your hands on a grocery cart, you might as well be putting your food on a and hands on a toilet seat. University of Arizona study found that nearly 3 out of 4 grocery carts carry germs you normally find in a toilet. What's more, half the carts examined in the study carried the food poisoning bug E. coli. Fortunately, many supermarkets now offer disinfectant wipes near the carts. Use the wipe to wipe your handle cart, and don't place any food in the fold-out basket near the cart handle unless that food is already cooked. If you must put food in a basket, bag it first, just like we put meat in baskets because leaky blood also adds to contamination. So, and we need to wash our hands a lot. So that's it for the health thing this month. And, you know, all these things help in keeping us to maintain our health. All right, in Genesis 2, verse 7, God formed man from the earth and breathed into his nostrils, and man became a living soul. In 1 Corinthians 15:44, there's a natural body and there's a spiritual body. Our true spiritual body, perfect in every way, will be seen in a moment of time at the last trump and at the rapture, when the dead rise from the grave. My friends, this is sooner than you think. All the years of studying the Bible and the different prophecies, they're almost all out there except for the wealth transfer, and we're all in line for that, I'm sure. Psalm 23 talks about God restoring our souls, so there is a healing process that takes place once you become born again, and you have to realize that it is a process. The born-again process is included in this healing restoration process. Our part, only believe. Just believe in the finished works of Jesus. Matthew 5:17-19, Jesus fulfilled the law of Moses. We are redeemed from that law. We only have one law now. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you. Love one another as God has loved you and as I have loved you. And love God with all your heart. Well, you have to be able to love yourself and love your neighbor as yourself. If you don't love yourself, then you need to work on issues dealing with that and get to a point where you can love yourself. Because love fulfills all the laws and all the commands and commandments. Colossians 3:14, above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And when you walk in love, things are a lot better. So let's take a look here and start taking some calls. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the
Guess
air.
Guess who's first? Guess who's first? Me. Listen, it's Linda.
Hi.
I'm at work. I got this new job, and all my prayers are being answered. I just listed them while I was waiting. I got Anthony safe. I got to see my daughter. I have a job. I just got an apartment. I'm getting spiritual guidance. And then I have a few things I'm looking into, and I'd like to know if I could just get a general reading from you today. And then I'll talk to you on Monday on Keen. Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Yes, everybody. I'll be back to work Monday.
What cards are you using today?
Pardon?
Are you using any cards today? Hello?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm using the Angel Tarot.
My favorite.
Things have changed. Things are going to continue to change. You've got action on making good change. And you're receiving a lot of spiritual wisdom. And there's a lot, you're going to get in control of your life now, and you are, you know, this is a really, it looks like a very secure job, and there will be a better relationship between now, starting now, between you and your daughter, and I think that you are going to help her grow spiritually, also to kind of get out of the mess she's in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm saying prayers on both my naughty sisters, and we won't go into that, and my daughter, and you know, I'm lighting candles on my two sisters, and yeah, I'm not mad at them. You know what I'm doing? I'm praying spiritual blessings on all of them, and that they receive the spirit to guide them and know the truth in the way. So when you talked about my daughter, you just answered my question that, you know, my prayers are being answered. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, and sometimes you have to just leave things alone. Get out of God's way and let Him do things. And sometimes you know, you have to love people from afar. Sometimes people won't, you know, especially if they're embittered and they have bitterness in their heart and they've been through a lot of abuse. It takes a while for that to heal and for them. But prayers work. Prayer works. There's no distance in it.
I want to share something with everybody, okay? And this is a good guide. This is a really good guide. You know how we try and plan everything for ourselves and we try and fix it ourselves? And what happens? We get frustrated. We get anxiety and it doesn't go through. So it says that we are to trust God and put it in His hands and pray for the Spirit to guide us. And that's how I got spiritually stronger. And I just wanted to share that with everybody. And yes, I'm very excited and how about my love life? And then I'm going to really go back to work.
Love life. Well, it says you're getting in control. You're getting prepared for that. I actually think that's going to be probably more towards the end of the year. I think, you know, you're going to get your family. That seems to be your priority right now.
Oh, yes. Many years. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I won't hog up all your time, and God bless everybody. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, and thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move right on here. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, yes, thank you so much for taking my call. And I really agree with what your last caller just said about kind of letting go and letting God. And that's what I've been doing as well. And I just wanted to know today if, you know, this next project that I want to get going, is that in kind of like the scheme of things happening in these next couple of months?
I'm using this sacred circle for you because it gets all around everything, and you do have a lot of. I've got a really good change. It's something that you've been waiting for a long time. And is coming through for you. So I'm assuming that that's your project. And the next 3 months are going to be really good for you. You're going to put things together. Now, I have one little fly in the ointment here. A relationship from the past is going to try to come back into your life. You need to be diplomatic, but you need to remember everything that happened. You need to remember where you are in your growth, and I just don't feel this other person's quite there yet.
Do you know, that's really, really insightful. I just had a dream of my ex-boyfriend last night. That is really,
that is
we haven't talked. Yeah, like in 5 years. Wow, so I wonder if that's what, wow. Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
So obviously, you know, God comes to us in our dreams, and then it came up in your reading today. And I think you're being told to, you know, look at it carefully, you know, remember where you are. You've grown since then.
Yes, yes.
You're not that same person.
No, not at all. Thank God. Thank God. God got me through that. I am so grateful for what God has done in my life. Yes.
Yes. Isn't he? He's awesome.
Yes. Yes,
he just,
indeed.
You know, he's so patient with us, and he loves us even when we're not lovable.
Yes.
Well, so you got a lot to look forward to. Something you long wanted to acquire is going to happen. The next 3 months is very, very interesting.
Do you think that it's with Kyle, this next project? That gentleman?
Okay. I have success around that, yes.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank
you
for participating.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
God bless you. You're so insightful. Thank you.
Thank you.
God
bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Let's move right along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, no rest for the weary, is there? How are
or
you?
Wicked, but...
Well, I was trying to be nice.
And you're doing a good job. When can I
well,
help you with today?
The first thing I'd like to say is to anyone and everyone who've been involved in such horrific and terrible situations this year with weather and fires and illnesses and all this kind of thing, I want them to know that my family and friends, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Even your family
Thank
pets.
You.
You know, we want to make sure that, you know, as much as can happen, you know, pets are safe too. Because they become part of our families.
Planetary-wise, it's just been terrible. Saturn has been affecting a lot of us and giving us, you know, it's a hard taskmaster, giving us hard tasks, hard things to face. And I'm like, okay, what's happening here? And then the stuff right now that's going on, too, is very emotional. But we're coming out of that. We're coming out. I think we're going to see a marvelous close to this year. So, and thank you. Prayers are always, there's no distance, and they're always helpful. We can always use prayer. And I pray for everybody, too. And it's good. It's good to pray.
Oh, it is. It most definitely is. And to believe that what you've asked for is going to happen.
That's right. That's a biggie right there. What can I do for you?
What do you see around my special little friend?
Okay.
And what he's been into here recently?
Well, there's movement with him. He's been in a cycle for several years, and it's like he kind of gave up on believing in true love or true relationship. He sort of was floating around here trying to analyze people and getting involved with different ones, but he's making a change. He's thinking really seriously he's given a lot of serious thought to his age and time in life, and you know, and actually maybe having one person that he can rely on.
Well, I mean, he's just been very unusually quiet for the last couple of years. I mean, we've kind of come into this kind of schedule kind of thing where, you know, if he's in town, then, you know, we'll spend some time either talking or spend time together. I mean, he's been really exceptionally quiet the last, like, 6-8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's in serious mode. He's thinking about his future. He seems to be okay everywhere else. I mean, he seems to be trying to take care of his health. He seems to have made some very good investments. So financially, he's secure. He's secure with his future. He's not. The only thing he's got is this relationship thing, and he's really given it a lot of thoughts. Maybe it'd be a good time to reach out because it shows that he it's easy for him to talk to you.
Well, he has shared with me some things that he has not shared with anyone in this world.
Yeah, see what I mean? You just verified it.
You know, and
yeah.
Which, you know, makes me feel kind of special. But at the same time, then when he gets on these things where it's just like you don't hear from him, you know, you don't talk to him, you're not even texting, you know, it's like, okay, there's something wrong. I know that he was dealing with an issue with his daughter, who, you know, a health issue that he was concerned about. I don't know exactly what the end of that was, you know. I know she'd gone to the emergency room and that she was scheduled to see a doctor late August. But like I said, I haven't talked to him enough to find out.
Are probably the things, you know, when we have something that occurs, I mean, the Lord Jesus told us we'd have trouble in this world. So, I mean, there's nobody that can tell you that everything is going to go smooth and dandy because that's not planet Earth. That's heaven. and dandy is in heaven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about this world, not that world.
Yeah. When things happen, especially in, you know, that close to his daughter, it makes you think, you know, about your life being short and how things can happen real quick. And that's kind of probably what put him in this mood. But he is thinking differently about you, so it might be interesting. I think you should reach out to him. Just, you know, haven't heard from you. How's things going? And then, because it's like he really wants to talk to some, and for some reason, and you just verified it, and your card said so, that he feels very comfortable talking to you. And this would be a really good time because you've been there for years and you're ready, but he hasn't been. But maybe now's the time.
Yeah.
And 2018 is a relationship year. In some of these nasty planets that we're dealing with, relationship is getting rid of dysfunctional relationships. You know, sometimes when you're in a dysfunctional relationship, you think that's all there is.
Well, I mean, and
you know?
I've had so many of those in my life, you know, that I just kind of, you know, I just kind of
wonder.
Well,
I think that can change. And what I'm seeing is I really believe that there's hope here. And I really think that if you kind of reach out to him, and because he's, you know, there's not too many people he can talk to, and you're one of them. And I just think he's ready to talk about this. He wants to express it. So I would reach out to him if I were you.
He wants to express.
Okay.
What does he want to express?
This, his feelings, how he, you know, he's been through this variety thing and, you know, had his fill of dancing around, and I don't think it's fulfilling for him anymore. And he's always felt close to you. Okay?
All right, lady. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great time, and I'll catch you next time.
Thank you, and thank you for participating. God bless.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, whatever you have to tell me will be fine.
Okay, let's take a look and see. I'm going to use a sacred circle on you. It gets around everything.
Okay.
Whoa. First card is a Ten of Pentacles.
Ooh.
Yeah,
nice.
I like that card. But your present line shows discord. And what that means is, and it's swords. Swords are mental. So you're struggling with your situation the way it is. And it's crossed by the card of spirituality, which means you need to turn to God. Then it's crossed, the next card next to it is peace of mind. You need to give your mind peace that maybe this is not happening the way you want it to or at the time we want it, but we're just like little kids. Little kids just, you know, you can't tell them about something in the future because it's like that's supposed to be now.
Yeah, you get excited about it and you want it to be now.
Yeah, exactly. So we're all still little kids in our heart, you know. You're going to be very surprised. This is not over. I mean, and the last card says you're going to be a woman of money. And you're learning, you know, we all have to learn to manage little before we can manage a lot. But it just says to watch your thinking and rest in the promises of God. You know, you just go to the scripture and you find something that relates to what you're, you know, you're, what you need. You know, like, okay, you want your finances to get better. You keep telling yourself, Philippians 4:19, our God shall supply all, that means everything, all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And hang on to that.
Sorry about that.
Surprise, and it's imminent. It's in the very near future, so it could be within the next month, 3 months, but before this year closes, you're going to be very surprised.
Thank you. Thank you so
you're
much.
Welcome. You're welcome.
You
thank you for participating.
Day. Thank
you. Too.
Mm-hmm.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's move right along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Nice show.
Hi.
My name is Maria. You can
do
a reading for me, please.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Have you been dealing with a health issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's your first card, is your health. And you are going to get in control. It's been a kind of a slow process here. But you have a new opportunity, new beginning. And that means everything. Your health, your finances. Your last card is the Ten of Coins, which is a windfall, an inheritance. That's money. And it's also showing towards the end of the year. We've been very disillusioned with someone that you trusted. Did somebody let you down?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you need to let that go. Remember that we reap what we sow. If somebody does something to you, they're going to deal with if they were really wronged you, they're going to pay for it 7 times, and that's the way that goes.
I know.
Do you want to ask a specific question?
I think we're going to get a money soon.
Okay. It shows a little bit of, still a little bit of that a health issue in the present line. But you're developing a change, you're moving forward, and things are going to turn out. And I'm going to say yes to that. You need to keep your faith, keep it strong, do all the healing scriptures. Remember that disease doesn't come from God. Illness doesn't come from God. And if you'd like, let me see if I can find one of the promises here for health. And Okay. God heals, Psalm 147, verse 3. He heals the broken heart and he binds up your wounds. And you just hold on to that. He's going to bind you, he's going to heal you, and he's going to bind up your wounds. And you keep saying that to yourself, okay?
Okay. Listen, I'm going to go for a trip. You think I'm going to have a good time with me and my daughter over there? They're going to treat it good?
Okay. Yes.
They're going to treat it good, yes. Especially my daughter?
Yes. You're going to be healed of all that. And that process is going to start today, okay?
Thank you very, very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank
and you can
very,
all
very,
remember,
very
prayers
much.
Are always free. You can email me on Keen or I don't know if there's a message thing on here. But we do these shows once a month, and you're more than welcome. We thank you for participating.
Once in a month, you got a show.
Yeah, once a month. I want to do more, but I can't right now. I take care of my disabled daughter. And,
I talk to the dead people. They give a message to the other side at all.
Yeah, you know, I once had that happen to me when I was young, and I was raised in a Baptist church, and they said that was wrong. I said, well, what do you do if they call you? I'm not calling on them. They call me. There is someone that has passed over that's trying to get a message to you. And you might want to email me on Keen, and I have a special deck for that, and I will look into it for you, okay?
Thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for participating.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. You know, the purpose of Christian relationship with God hangs on scriptures. And this is one of the ways that God talks to us. I am, all my life, if I've been in trouble, I just open the Word and it always fits. It always fits. And the scriptures I'm speaking of is the kind of love that God has, and like in John 3:16. There's no greater love than a person. Jesus came down from heaven, became a dependent infant child, went through this earthly, he was tempted in every way that we were, and he gave his life for us. There's no greater thing. And if he never did another thing, that was enough. But if you can believe in that, you'll get what you're looking for. You know, we get very wrapped up in living this life. But walking in love will cause your feelings and your emotions to align themselves with love. And you know, there's work involved, renewing your mind. People say, well, they accepted Jesus as their Savior. Yeah, everything remains the same. Your mind remains the same. Your spirit is what's perfect. And we have to work on renewing our mind with the Word of God. And your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions, your thinker, your chooser, and your feeler. And we're all tested. The battle for our souls is between God and the devil. Jesus, our Savior, has defeated the devil, but he still works on coming into our mind. And our job is to believe in the finished works of Jesus, look to him and trust him. That's the main factor for the kingdom of God, is trust. The devil tests us in our mind through our emotions. He uses shame, he uses guilt, he uses unbelief, he uses fear. And that's among the big ones. And we fight this battle daily. How do we combat it? By putting on the whole armor of God to start our day each day, taking thoughts captive that are contrary to the Word of God. Our focus is to control the things we can control and let go of the things we can't control. We each have an absolute, this is an absolute, we each have 86,400 seconds per day, and we need to make the most of them. We have the power to cast down strongholds. What's a stronghold? When the devil suggests to your mind sickness, you see a picture. Maybe a hospital, maybe stuck in a bed, or even a funeral, God forbid. You see yourself falling apart, or maybe even dying. The devil speaks these thoughts to our mind, and it creates a picture. And when you meditate on it, and you meditate it over on time, it creates a vivid picture, and then your imagination becomes a stronghold. And the stronghold means a stronghold on you, and it'll manifest in your life. Job said, "What I greatly feared came upon me." So we must tear down strongholds of every kind and deal with the images in our mind. And that's our job. That's our job. Christians need to realize that that is our part. That is our part. Everything else is finished. And we have to address our thought life on the inside. Or that stronghold will manifest in your life. We must develop and instruct our mind, images, imaginations on the inside. We need to take charge of our thought life and take charge of our emotions. That's our job. Jesus did the rest. But the biggest one is to believe. Stay positive and say positive affirmations over your life. Our thoughts, words, and deeds determine whether our faith produces good results or bad results. You can have a negative faith or a positive faith. You set your pace with your thoughts, words, and deeds. I would like for everyone to pray this prayer with me, either audible or within your mind. Father God, praise you for your work. Praise you for your measure of faith. We will grow in faith. We may need to move some mountains in our life. Right now, in Yeshua's name, I release positive energy into our lives and break patterns of negative thinking in Jesus' name. I hope you receive this today. It will change your life. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, you got me already, lovely lady.
Okay, thank you.
This is beautiful.
Thank you. They didn't take the question mark down. Sorry about that. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I would like any message you have for me, please.
Okay. Well, your first card's recovery. You've been through an emotional turmoil, and you kind of feel abandoned by maybe if you feel abandoned by spirit, or maybe you feel abandoned by people. There is a man in particular you feel abandoned by, but there's great hope. This is just a pause. You're struggling about what you have to do right now. But there's hope, and you're gonna you have a little inner conflict about it, but you are gonna see this through, and it will change for the better, and then you'll look back on it and understand it.
Wow.
I don't know how many times that's happened.
I was thinking about that this morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this change is gonna be quicker than you think.
Okay.
And
I started to have doubts started to creep into my mind. And you're right. You're right. After my last experience dealing with some, I saw a really, really dark side of some individuals that kind of took me off guard. So you're right. I'm definitely healing from that. I still feel like I have some post-traumatic stress, and I'm not kidding. Like, I'm a little bit on guard.
No, you went
guard.
Through, the cards indicate you
went
through a difficult thing.
I'm waiting for the ball to drop because I think I'm really, I have PTSD. I'm not kidding. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. Well, I know, and I see that, but you got a really good change, and you really do have a sweetheart coming up. I'm going to say this is in March of 2019. Right now, you're going through a lot of changes. You're healing, and you're not quite ready. You might not even believe him. You know, that's how bad this whole thing was. You know,
mm-hmm.
But it's coming up. You have really good changes coming up. You just stay, work on yourself. You know, how we think about ourselves is what we attract to ourselves. You know, have you ever noticed maybe you got one little thing that's not right on you, and you keep, but not everybody will notice it because your thoughts on it. But, you know, we just have to let go of the past and allow our faith to grow. And these shows, they're intended to help people get understanding. And it's a rough world. It's a rough world. And there are people out there that are not so kind.
But not everyone. And I'm learning that, especially in my new
job. That's right, not
everyone. Everyone's so different and so kind and just completely opposite. So I feel like there were some lessons I had to learn.
I'm glad you found those people.
I did.
Yeah. Well,
I did.
You know, God tells us.
Thank you.
God tells us about
my
about your work?
Just about my, yeah, I guess about my work. You know, I'm definitely loving it. I'm glad I took your advice and, you know, I had some decisions to make and you were my guide. And I'm glad I listened and trusted you because I made the right decision, of course, with your help.
No, thank you, Jesus, for all of it because he works through me. And I'm really glad to hear that, you know, thank you.
So happy right now.
I've got peace of mind coming for you. I got peace of mind, and then I've got emotional health, a healing process, and you are meeting people that are, like you said, they're not all bad. There's good ones, and you really have a really good relationship coming on. Your job looks good. They like you.
That's good. I was worried about one coworker. I'm afraid, you know, not. I directly hurt her, but indirectly, and I thought maybe she was a little bit upset at me. But again,
can I have a first name? Just let me look at her.
Yes, Liz.
Okay.
And again, it wasn't directly, and I really do like her. But I do feel bad because it's decisions were made without. I don't want her to be upset.
Well, she's going through something too. She's going through something. And then there's some dark emotions here that came from the past. And she doesn't always trust women.
Okay.
But there's a surprise on the end of this. I think, you know, there'll be a victory over it.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I'm so, I'm a little, I wouldn't say impressionable, but I definitely look at her and I'm like, wow, you know, she's so knowledgeable. You know, I've learned so much from her just in a short period of time. So I guess that's why I'm.
Yeah,
like,
and God puts
so
people like that in. They're to bring us up. The Bible calls it a Boaz. A Boaz comes into your life, and because of Ruth marrying Boaz, rich man, she was just out. You know, he used to leave things down for her to get in. Pretty soon she ended up owning the field. But here's the thing. They bring us up a level. They help us with God puts people in our life to help us grow.
Okay,
good. And so, but I see a really good victory coming out of this. And really good year coming up for you next year, too. Okay?
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. It's always
You're
great
welcome.
Talking to you. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Thank you very much. Okay, let's move along here. Hello.
Hi, Daisy. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm better. Thank you. I'll be back to work on Monday.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I moved back in with my folks temporarily. I'm out of the city now, and interviews are slowly trickling in. I just had a phone interview with a hiring manager about an hour and a half ago. I'm not going to hear anything until about next steps until next week. So the wheels are slowly turning. I'm just wondering what the near future holds for me.
Okay, your first card is recovery, and it shows that, you know, it was hard leaving that place because you had had a dream placed on it. And,
yeah.
You know, and when we have dreams placed on it or we're in love with something, it's hard to give up that comfort zone. And, you know, I find that that's true with us, but sometimes, you know, like I told somebody one time, I have four children, one of them got in trouble, and they said I need to go to parenting. At first, I resented that. It's like, well, I got three good ones, why do I have to go for one? But, you know, when I went, and even though I resisted it, there was so much I learned, so much I learned. I'm still using those principles today, and they work. So we naturally resist change. And what you're thinking, but this is going to turn out to be very good. You know, there is something coming up next week. There's movement,
good.
And I think you're going to find you're going to be blessed. And I know it was a little emotional to have to go home, you know.
It's not what I planned.
It really is temporary.
Okay.
It really is temporary.
Okay.
You have a lot of changes between now and the end of the year. There is a very good job coming up, and I think you'll look back on this and go, well, you know what? It was worth it. You got something solid, and then you can pick where you want to go and move forward.
Okay.
How about our scoundrel? Have you heard from him?
So far, no. Aside from on my birthday, September 15th, I did get text messages from him with a lot of questions about where I was going, where I was moving, where I was looking for a job. He even asked me if I had a boyfriend yet. I thought, well, this is strange. Like, where are you going with this? And then he just wished me good luck, and that was it. And I thought, what was that about?
No, he needs to know where you're at. There is that, I've seen this all along, they kind of treat you like some husbands treat wives, you know, that, well, you're secure over here, I'm going to go out here and do this, this, and this, and this, and she's secure at home. But it's like he needs to know where you're at. He is not totally over this. But I see someone brand new,
okay,
at Christmas.
Okay.
And it has something to do with where your new job. Not that they work there, or maybe meet them there, or meet through somebody that works there, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
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 God bless.
Okay, thank you. God bless you too.
Goodbye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Hi. How you doing?
How are you? I'm all right.
I'm good.
Actually, since my last email with you, things have changed. The vibe, everything has a lot. So
good.
I think she has turned the corner and seen the light. And I think I keep getting communication so bad. I keep like looking around like she's not communicating to me. I've woken up in the middle of the night, went to the window thinking that she was coming to my house at 3:30 in the morning.
That's interesting because your first card is communication, but it's crossed by the hangman, which means she's undecided because of what all's happened and what was done, the destructive part of it. But I think you're picking her up because it's like she's biting the bit here. She really does want to talk to you.
Right.
But you let her make the first move.
She's trying to back away from the other one. But she still has to deal with that, what she did. She has to go and have that removed from me, you know?
Yes, yes.
I think she's going to, but that's on her.
Yeah, I believe so, too. I believe that she's just, like, really wanting to talk to you. But first she has to get him out of the way, and then she has to let this die down a little bit.
Well, I think she already's doing that. She's pushing him away already, and he's slipping out. And she's backing off and not hanging out with him as much. You know what I'm saying? I still think once in a while they go out, probably on a Sunday for football. He pays for everything. But I think she's trying to get away from him because he keeps flipping out her, and then the next day he starts apologizing to her. I'm sorry, I did this, I did that. I don't think they're intimate or anything like that. I think she thinks I got a friend that I hang out with and he buys drinks, and I think he thinks he's in a full relationship.
I think you're right about that, but it's dysfunctional.
Right.
It's dysfunctional. He really is a very strong controller, but he's backed off a little bit since this incident. She's seeing the light. She's seeing the light.
Well, I think
do you have a job coming up?
She knows that. They offered this to me yesterday. I just sent them acceptance letters today.
Good.
I just accepted
the
job
today. Coming up.
Yeah, it was more money, more benefits, and I took it. Doing the same thing I'm doing at Napatandy's, at the other job. So,
good.
You know, that part's good.
Well, you're still going to hear from him. There's something coming up there where he's going to have to, your previous employer. Good. Okay.
I bought
well,
because
he just hasn't been able to fill your shoes, if you know what I mean.
I know he can't, but he can't never bring me back because that guy who caused the issue is going to be there. I think Jenny's leaving. I think she gave her notice and she's leaving.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get. Right? Which is great. She needs to. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she does.
I think she's going to contact me. She's going to contact me before
that's
she goes.
That's what I meant about the
that.
Dust settling. She needs to get away from everything that, you know, get away from all that. Okay?
Right. And I think she's doing that now. What do you think? I think she's going to contact me before she goes and takes has that removed. Is that going to happen before the end of the month?
Yes.
Okay, when is she going to have that
removed?
I'm
picking up November. November.
Okay.
So, okay.
The first in the beginning or the end?
In the beginning.
All right, and then she's going to call and tell me she had it removed?
Yes. Well, you're going to know that anyway. She's going to make sure you're notified. But just hang in there, and I'll be back on Monday.
All right. One other thing.
Thank
financial.
You.
This being out of work, I've been put me in a big financial hole. Is this going to be a slow, steady? So is there going to be a gift that comes along that helps out?
I feel like it'll be a little slow, steady at first for the month of October.
Yeah.
But actually, I see a breakthrough in both areas, your love life and your money, in November.
Right. All right.
Okay.
And that breakthrough is Jenny and the job. Okay, cool.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you. Thanks for participating.
All
right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, Daisy. It's Vicki.
Hi. I'm good. Ready to go back to work. Feeling good.
Yeah, I bet. You know what? I want to look at, just do a general, and then I want you to look at music specifically.
Okay. General first. Well, you've really grown over the last year, and you've really, emotionally grounded. You know what you want. You know what you're looking for. You know what signs that are taboo, now I'm not going to deal with that kind of thing. You've really analyzed this very carefully. You will be in a very powerful relationship before this year closes. And that's really all that's missing in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all it's
missing. Well, I'm looking forward.
And it's not. Yeah. It's nobody like you've ever been with before. I mean, there's such a, you know, first of all, you're going to become friends first. You're going to know that you can talk to this person. You're just going to feel like you can be yourself. I have to, you know, even if you don't have your hair just right, you're going to be okay with it. You know what I mean?
Oh.
You're going to be okay with it because this person just loves you for you.
Okay. That's good.
And this is answered prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm
okay
in the meantime.
You're okay. You're okay on your job. Have you been offered an opportunity?
Mm-mm.
In
not
music?
Yet. Not in. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, that's coming up. There's action on that. This is someone that's heard you sing. They've been around when you were performing and. And they're impressed. They're impressed with you. So there is an offer coming, and I've got a week, 2 weeks at the most, but it's really coming up, 2/7 in the timing place, so that's 7 days.
Okay, or 7 weeks. Okay.
Okay.
One last little thing. had a conversation with our buddy, Derek, and I sent him an email. It was, I said, at first I said to him before I sent the email, I said, are you coming out of the cave? He's like, well, he's at the good place to be right now. I said, okay.
And see how different they are. We want to talk about it, but they want to bury themselves.
So I sent them an email, and I said, you know what you're going through is this astrological. So many people don't understand astrology. I tell everybody listening, please understand and get to know and learn astrology. It can really help your life.
It does.
And
it's helped millions of people.
Maybe you misunderstand me. It's like, everything's good. Boys are good. School is good. Life is good. And I was like, you're so full of shit. But anyway, he was lying. And, well, that may be a
He doesn't want to look weak anywhere. You know, he's a trainer. He's supposed to be knowledgeable on how to make your body be the best it can be. And he just doesn't want to look bad anywhere. But you gave him food for thought, and he thought about it, and he just doesn't want to look weak anywhere. He doesn't want to look like, you know, and that's pride, and pride goes before a fall. Pride's a big enemy to us. We have to set that aside and humble ourselves before God. And, you know, what you can't conquer what you can't confront. And he has trouble confronting things. But he knows this about you. He sees you as a strong woman, and he's thinking about, it'll be different the next time you talk to him.
I don't know. It'll be different. I got him. I'll have to tell you something offline, but I don't know. We'll see. But anyway, good show, and I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm good.
And you? Good. I kind of wanted a general reading and also wanted to know what my living situation will come to be in the next couple of weeks. I'm visiting with some friends right now, and my friend's son is a personal trainer. He has a client coming from Alaska who's an actress, and he's going to be training for her for a month. And so his mother suggested that he tell her that if I took the place 2 doors from them, that she could stay there, like kind of like an Airbnb situation. But she told them the person, she had her son tell the actress that I don't advertise because I'm very selective. I only have actress producers, and it would be $150 a day, which would be $4,500 a month for the month of she's only going to be here for 30 days. And so I'm wondering if I should do that, because that would help me to actually get moved in there and start making money with that situation. But just wanted to check for you first. But anyway, if there are other options.
Thank you. Things are changing quickly for you, and this was brought to you. It looks like a good situation. It's temporary, but it's helping you to move from point A to point B. Your money is in the present line, which means that's going to change. There are things coming up. You're getting good ideas. You know, God gives creative ideas. All creative ideas come from God. Just like that guy with the smiley face, I mean, millions of dollars, you know, just something little like that you wouldn't even think about. So you are moving, and you kind of feel forced into this, but it really is going to turn out to be good.
Okay.
It's going to turn out to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And you will start making money.
And do you hear me, do you see me receiving any contact from a person that who had promised to invest in my business?
Okay. Yeah, he has a lot of regrets where you're concerned. He felt like he didn't handle things correctly, and he's had some real dark emotions. He's been making some not so good decisions. He's also dealing with a woman who's very untrustworthy, and she, you know, she makes him scattered, and she makes him unhappy. You know, but he's getting past that, and he feels like he abandoned you. So I really think this is going to be good. He's going to make the choice, because it's like he can't get you off his head. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He keeps thinking he has a lot of regrets. you know, you did nothing but show him love and kindness, and he's like, wait a minute.
Right.
And he has people right. all the time that try to manipulate him, so, you know, it's a mess. Okay?
Will I hear from him soon?
Yes. Yes, you will. Things are going to start okay. moving. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, and
okay.
I enjoy the program.
You're
today.
Welcome. Thank you,
bye-bye.
And thank you for participating.
Well,
God
absolutely.
Bless.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Glad to hear you're all right. You scared me with Michael.
Oh, I know. That cold front came down, kept it away. It was 46 this morning.
Oh, I know. We're going to get we got a doozy coming in on Monday. All right, let's do the little general for you, right?
Okay, that's good.
Yep. Well, you haven't been able to be happy for a long time. You know, you've been caught in a web of debt, web of sickness, a man that makes you up and down. So you've kind of been in bondage to all that, but guess what? That's changing. You got the Ace of Wands over that, over your health. It's going to improve, and you got happiness coming up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Is it going to come from him or somebody else?
Okay, let's look. He's like I told this other woman. He can't just wipe you out. You know, he's got to keep you around in case things changes. He really wants to, you know, he keeps you hanging. But you do have a choice. There is another man coming into your life. And this has to do with other people's prayers. You know, there's like, find her somebody good.
Yep,
and yet
yep.
you're stuck on this one. But it's okay. I mean, we've all got stuck on things. But you have St. Michael the Archangel that is trying to help you through this recovery process, and your life is going to get much, much better.
Oh, good, good, good. With or without
it
him,
started.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Just put on that armor every day, okay?
Okay, I'll do.
Thank you. God bless. Thank you for participating.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I want to talk about some positive affirmations. One, think it, believe it, and you'll receive it. Keep telling yourself, think it, believe it, you'll receive it. And so I want you to, you know, you can say these in your mind or say them out loud. I believe that I will experience a new beginning in God. I believe that I will be productive by the image of Jesus Christ. I believe I will come out of all my trials and challenges ready and positioned for God's greatness. Well, we're running out of time, folks. I thank everybody that participated. Father, I ask that you bless each and every person that called and each and every person listening at the sound of my voice. Bless them. Show them that how much you love us, if they only knew, in Jesus' name. Until next time, folks, I will see you next month. God bless you, and thank you. Thank everybody that participated. Goodbye.